For the last 16 days, Baha'is all around the world have been fasting from dawn to dusk. Currently, many Christians are observing Lent by fasting or by giving up some favourite foods. And in July, the world's Muslims will fast for the month of Ramadan. Hindus often have fast days and Buddhist monks commonly only eat in the mornings. So what's this abstinence business all about? Why do so many religions have the discipline of fasting? The Baha'i writings say that fasting is essentially a period of meditation and prayer, of spiritual recuperation, during which we refresh and reinvigorate the spiritual forces latent in our souls, and thereby draw closer to God. Living in the materially rich West, I'm constantly surrounded with plenty. I've running water at the turn of a tap, light at the touch of a switch. I earn a good wage and generally feel pretty much in charge of my life. I don't do without much that I want because I'm fortunate enough not to have to. The fast helps remind me that I'm a spiritual being in a body that's very dependent on food and water, not a powerful person at all. Further, and more poetically, I know that according to the Baha'i scriptures, my fast can result in me taking on the characteristics of the spirit, being carried away by the breathings of heaven, and catching fire from the love of God. Wow! So it's really not just about stopping yourself from eating or drinking. Perhaps if you've never tried it, you could give fasting a go, maybe just for a day, and see whether it helps you take on the characteristics of the spirit. After all, you'll find that you're in good company.